Social media is abuzz in response to yesterday's sentencing of white former South Carolina police officer Michael Slager in the 2015 shooting death of the unarmed black man Walter Scott. You remember the cell phone video showing Slager chasing Scott down, shooting him in the back, planting his taser next to him. Well, he's been sentenced to 20 years in prison. What's been the response to that and other news of the week on social media? Danielle Belton, editor-in-chief of The Root, is here to tell us. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Robin.
So in court, Slager expressed remorse. Walter Scott is no longer with his family, and I'm responsible for that, he says. He'd been tried in state court for murder in 2016. The jury deadlocked. He then pled guilty to violating Walter Scott's civil rights, but yesterday the judge said no, this was murder. What's been reaction?
Many online saw the sentencing as a rare moment of justice in one of the more notable police shooting cases involving an unarmed black man. Activist Brittany Packnett tweeted, "This is what accountability looks like. It shouldn't look like this happening less than 1% of the time, and still Walter Scott should be alive."
Yeah. Well, there was a tender moment in court where Walter Scott's mother was on the stand, and she said, "I forgive you. I pray for you. You will repent. Jesus come into your life just as you are. He will forgive you." And Slager nods and then mouths the words, "I'm sorry." And she said, "I know. What grace." Any other online comments you want to share?
The ACLU also tweeted about how Michael Slager's conviction of Walter Scott is a rare example of police accountability. That tended to be the main theme where people pointed out how it's so rare for police officers to actually face justice when an unarmed individual is killed.
Well, there is that story. Also this week, on Wednesday, Time named the Silence Breakers, the women who've spoken out about experiencing sexual harassment or assault, their Person of the Year, collectively. But the Time cover that announced that choice is causing some controversy. Remind us.
Well, basically, there's two points of contention people have. One is the lack of Tarana Burke, the woman who actually founded the Me Too movement. It was not on the cover.
Yeah.
She is included in the article inside, but it's a very brief mention.
And let's remind people, this was over a decade ago, and she's an African-American woman.
Yes, that is correct.
Right.
It was founded in 2006 by Ms. Burke. So you had activists like Raquel Willis tweeting, "Dear Black Publications, Tarana Burke deserves her own solo cover and feature for Me Too. It's up to us to elevate our own." The other point of contention was over Taylor Swift's inclusion in the story. Many online derided Swift as problematic due to the fact that she hasn't historically been vocal in her feminism. Others wondered why another pop singer, Kesha, wasn't included, considering her very public battle with her producer over accusations that he raped her.
Right. And Taylor Swift had a lawsuit with somebody who touched her inappropriately and went to court on that. And she did win. But the controversy over Tarana Burke, again, the woman who started all this 10 years ago, is that Alyssa Milano used it following the allegations against Harvey Weinstein. And people attributed it to her. But she's been very clear. She didn't start it. Yeah, she just did.
Yes, she's been very open and honest about that and pointing out that Tarana Burke is the actual founder.
And what is Tarana Burke saying to all this? This anger. There's been a lot of anger online that she didn't get the cover.
She's been very diplomatic about this. She's proud of the fact that the movement has really taken a foothold and that people are talking about it and speaking out in solidarity with other women who are victims of sexual harassment and sexual violence.
Yeah.
So she's really taken a point of grace about this.
Yeah, good for her. President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is hugely controversial still. But his speech announcing it is what's resonating on social media because he seemed to be slurring his words. People were wondering if his dentures were falling or worse. What are they saying?
Well, the term hashtag denture Donald actually trended on Twitter, thanks in part to Trevor Noah of The Daily Show. Noah remarked, "It sounds like he just had a drink with Bill Cosby," later adding, "There's no shame in having dentures, but there is shame in Donald Trump having dentures because he is vain. Could you imagine how he would feel if people started tweeting hashtag denture Donald?"
Well, but people were worried that there was more serious health concern going on.
Yes.
And so yesterday, the spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said that the president will be getting a physical at Walter Reed in January and it will be made public and everyone will know. So it was odd. She also said that it wasn't dentures, that he had just a dry throat. So there's that. Before we let you go, the bunny rabbit. We'll have this at herenow.org. This video of this man rescuing a wild bunny in the Ventura fires, I think it is, Ventura County Highway, first of all, you see these flames everywhere, and this man is running in and out of the flames to get this bunny. What are people saying?
People, the consensus was that this video will restore your faith in humanity. The fact that this individual risked his life to save a wild rabbit from the wildfires, it was really touching out of such a sad story where nearly 100,000 acres of land have gone up in flames in California.
And so many animals killed and at least perhaps one person. And we just urge you to look at it if you haven't seen it, because you also get to see he was driving on that highway. What they do, they're so used to wildfires there, they close it down to one lane, but you could still drive with flames.
Yes.
All around you, so you could see that. And I guess we should say, Jeremy had mentioned this as well, it is a wild bunny, so maybe he takes it to another place where the wild bunny can go.
I hope so.
The Week in Social Media with Danielle Belton, editor-in-chief of The Root. Danielle, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.